to the Spoutcast, where we spout off the news to those who drink from the well. My name is Sarah Wells, and I have my friends with me, Kevin Tinkin, Jane Fawcett, and Christian Warren.
First try, man. Good job,
better
Sarah.
Better than last week, huh?
I think that's the first time I haven't messed it up, and I've done it.
Sarah gets to do the intro for the next 2 weeks because if you were at State of the Church yesterday, Sarah was sporting her Spoutcast t-shirt, and I said, if you wear the Spoutcast shirt to State of the Church, you can do some intros.
And nice. I told him, you don't have to bribe me. I want excuses to wear that t-shirt places, but I would be
it was
I'm
great.
Happy to do it.
Good Matt, you had a black like pants or skirt on, something. Then you had this gray shirt with the black faces. So it was
and
good.
And she even belted it. I even had a big belt and I curled my hair.
Yeah, it's good. It's good looking with the Spoutcast shirt. Any chance you can make us look good?
Well,
it's good.
And I can't tell you how many people stop me. Like I least 7 or 8 people were like, hey, what's on your shirt? And like, oh, it's actually the Spoutcast. You should check us out.
I tried to send a tweet that said, check out the Spoutcast, State of the Church. Like, so it'd go up on the big screen. But I think they were trying to like exclude some. And Kevin posted one that said like, what did you write? It was super funny.
Can you smell that? Is that me?
Yeah, it's like SOTCX.
And I tweeted it and never got up there.
Yeah, I think
when
you had
was
to,
that happening?
See, I think
when
you had to tweet.
Oh, I was busy seating people.
I think you had to tweet almost right when you sat down or right beforehand because it didn't get to a lot of people.
Well, and I think something was off because there was one, my friend, Bree Turner.
Yeah.
Hers went maybe 7 times in a row.
Oh.
So you guys probably all read it a couple times and every time I cheered. So,
yay!
this week's
episode, we're just going to chat State of the Church, and we're going to talk about what Brad talked about. We're going to talk about all the events of the whole night, and then we're going to have Pat and Com, our video directors here at the Well, come in and talk about the Buddy Cop video, touch on the documentary, and man, this is just. Let's just continue the party because the party was going off last night. And Kevin also tweeted that he should have brought his breakdance. No, his piece of cardboard so he could breakdance.
Yeah.
And then
cardboard?
You guys don't know about street dancing?
Street dancers always need cardboard to like breakdance.
Oh, so you don't hurt yourself?
Yeah. Well, and it's easier to like slide.
The joke's even better when you got to explain it.
And then we'll close out the show with some more announcements. But if you were not at State of the Church last night, please still listen because we are going to talk about some of the updates that Brad chatted about. But it was a fun time last night. We all had a good time, yes?
It was awesome. Mm-hmm.
Such a good time.
And I thought about playing the DJs. Music from last night on the Spoutcast.
Yeah.
But I thought the whole time it's like,
it was like a club.
So like, I don't think somebody would want to listen to that for a whole minute, but maybe not. But we're going to play some Death Cab for Cutie. So we haven't had them on the show yet. And I really enjoy them.
We haven't?
No, we played Postal Service before.
Oh,
so.
Similar.
But stay tuned for some State of the Church talk. Cause it'll be some good stuff. Kevin, I'm glad you're here this week, man. We've really missed you.
We have.
Thank you.
Kevin has a shirt on that says pants.
I do.
Pants.
All right. Stay tuned for some State of the Church talk. All right, we are back, and we were all at the State of the Church yesterday, correct?
Jope.
Jane sat in the front row. You were like the mosh pit.
I was second row.
Second row, huh?
Second row.
I saw the State of the Church after it was all cleaned up, and the whole first like 4 rows were just a disaster. What did you guys do up there?
drugs. We had a party.
It was party animals up there.
We saved about 150 seats for all of our volunteers.
Oh, nice. To all sit up front.
Did you guys get a hold of the communion wine or something?
Party.
I got nervous because I saw a lot of staff down there, and then I was up in the balcony, and I thought, am I supposed to be here? And then I panicked for a moment, and then I stopped.
I do that pretty much every time I arrive anywhere.
There's a group of people over there. Where
am I supposed to be here right now?
So let's maybe go through the events of the night, and stop me if I'm wrong here, but people showed up maybe 4:30.
I still wish they would have had us be MCs or commentators, like for the Olympics.
Okay, that would have been
because I feel like we could have had some great and funny commentary for the whole event.
I
had it in my head at least.
Yeah, I was. I'm dead inside.
All right.
You wanted to be a commentator also?
No, it would have been a bad idea for me to be a commentator because I got there and I hear from the distance, yay, yay.
What's that
yay!
For?
And I'm like, what is happening over there? And then I walk up to the entrance.
Gotcha.
And everybody's getting high-fived. I'm like, Jenny, let's go the back way. And she's like, what is wrong with you?
The connections team or the first touch was doing like, woo, and everybody was arriving. I thought that was awesome.
Nah, my finger just hurts, and so I can't high-five people.
Oh, okay.
Listen, Debbie Downer over there.
Did you know that feline AIDS is the number one killer of cats?
Have you ever seen that SNL sketch?
Yes.
Oh, dude, so funny.
Listen, those are my volunteers.
Yeah,
cats or the people.
I was talking to somebody on staff last night. We should have that every Sunday. People just cheering people coming in.
Well, you know, with the new surf page, we might have enough people to make tunnels.
Surf.
Well, we'll get there in a second. Let's kind of get there along the way. But so people arrived 4:30. There was some food, entertainment, 5 o'clock. High school student DJ'd outside, and that was really cool. I thought he did a great job.
Yeah, he did great.
And then kind of from that point, the doors to the Sororian Theater opened at 5:45.
Really, yes, they did.
You really Armenian'd it up there, the Sororian.
And it was just like, it was a madhouse. Yeah, people were rushing to get seats, good seats.
But everybody got seats.
There's plenty of seats left.
Great.
I trampled an old lady.
Oh, Kevin.
I went upstairs. There was no one up there.
At first, there was no one upstairs.
Yeah.
But
I got great seats.
People were going upstairs before they even went to there was a back corner of.
I'm sorry. Keep going.
Kevin, do you want to say something?
No, I just...
Sarah, just take it. Go ahead.
Sarah just said, oh, Kevin. I just was thinking...
In my brain.
I just thought that's what everybody's thinking all the time right now. And I giggled. I was trying to giggle off mic, but you highlighted it for me.
So. Yeah, I felt like people were... I mean, it felt packed. The whole place was filled.
Sure.
I just felt like the energy from the outside. Jane, have you been at a State of the Church at the theater before?
Yeah.
Have you, Sarah?
No. This is just my second one.
Okay. And then, Kevin, you've been to a State of the Church almost every year.
Yep.
Like, this was easily the most energy coming into the building.
Oh, for sure.
Absolutely. It was crazy. And then just even coming into sitting down, like the volume was loud and I just felt like it hit and the lights went off and the buddy cop video played, which was excellent. We'll get to that discussion here in a second. And then Brad used the celebrity power and brought in Trent Dilfer.
That actually was a surprise to Brad. Darlene brought him in.
Wow.
Yeah.
And so Brad had no idea Trent was coming.
No, and then they surprised him backstage.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Did you get to be there for it?
Mm-mm. No,
oh,
I just was
gosh.
With Darlene all afternoon, and so she was on the phone with him. And
they should have said that last night. Like, it made it seem like it was all part of the plan.
No, they surprised him.
That is so cool.
Yeah. Oh, that makes
me... that's a good friend right there.
Yeah.
Aww. So Trent, I know you don't listen, but Brad does not have that photo in his office. So
sitting there waiting for it to come up on the screen.
Oh,
I thought they're going to surprise him and have that photo on the screen.
Oh, yeah. So Trent,
a surprise.
Yeah, Trent Dilfer opened the night in prayer, and he was, I thought that was cool for the 10 years of State of the Church. Mm-hmm. Like, here's really where it started. And yeah, it started with Brad coming to know Christ through Trent. And then he prayed for the night, and I just felt like that was cool way to start.
Yeah.
And after he prayed, there was the documentary video that popped up, which was like, here's the last 10 years of the Well. And that was about a 10-minute video. And just kind of highlighted, we touched on it a little bit, but highlighted different people from the beginning. Actually, wait a second. After he prayed, we worshiped together, right?
Oh, yeah. And that was awesome.
We did. Yeah. That was really cool. Dave Johnson on the soundboard.
Holla, holla.
He did a great job. And man, I just felt like that hit. Worship was awesome.
I
was
feel like Dom was in his element. Yeah. Oh, totally. Oh, my gosh. I just was standing there thinking, like, I just love that. I don't know. I love when people have the freedom to just like completely express themselves. Mm-hmm. And I feel like he provided that and had that for himself.
When I heard that there was going to be like a dubstep rap like part, I was a little skeptical.
Oh,
like,
it was awesome.
In worship. And it was awesome.
Yeah, it was like, killer.
I loved it.
You know what's funny, Jane, is I thought, okay, Dom actually felt normal to me. Like he looked like Carl seemed like he was in his element.
Oh, really?
Carl was like almost making out with his guitar. He was loving every second of his guitar. And he's just like, like kind of just like, it'd be like the guy who makes fun of like, I'm like shredding an electric guitar. Carl was like into it. His tongue was out half of it.
There's so many nice little licks in there too.
Just oh, like, dude. And his, he was like, you can't see it on the spout cap, but his tongue was like,
wow, hey,
Carl, Kiss. Hey, Kiss,
oh, dude, over
Carl
there.
Was so into it. And Tyler Kinsey was pounding away. Oh, Tyler Kinsey's fingers are swollen.
Oh, really?
Because he hit
even
it.
Even the, I can't think of the piano player's name.
Oh, Dave.
Keyboard. Yeah, he was super into it, too.
It was fun. It was a lot of fun.
I thought they
Kevin, what happened, dude? Didn't play drums, huh?
I don't play drums at the State of the Church. I don't know what it is. It's a thing. It sounded great. I was I love to be able to just sit back and worship sometimes. Yeah. So
I like that Stacey Sundgren was the female worship leader because she's been around since day one, and so that was pretty cool.
Yeah, and she's taken a break at Clovis campus, so she used to be she was kind of the Maple Creek worship leader, mm-hmm. kind of headed up Clovis with Chris Beery a while ago, and she's awesome. And so then from there, we went into this 10-year video kind of over the last 10 years. And then we went into this really cool thing that I don't know whose idea it was, but I thought it was brilliant, the cell phone thing.
Yeah.
And just like highlight different elements. And, you know, Kevin, you've been around at the Well since really day one, right?
Mm-hmm.
So when did you start? We've asked you this before, but you started at Northwest.
I started before Brad started. So, I mean, I was at Northwest when Brad came and I was in junior high and he was an intern for the high school group and then he left and came back and took over the college group, which was the Remnant at that point.
Yeah.
And then we became a church within a church under Northwest's umbrella of leadership, but we were our own church, and then we left and
So for you, and I have obviously only been around for 4 years, but for you, did last night feel special? Like for like, just like this is celebrating something that got, like it's been big.
Yeah, I mean, it's always nostalgic to especially just to see people on the TV.
Right.
The moving pictures. it's I don't know if it's sad or what it is. It's a good thing, but it's like bittersweet. But every time I talk to people that were here when we first started, not every person, but like I had a conversation with a guy Buddy's wedding who planted or was here for the initial church start. And he's like, yeah, I went to the Well the other day. I was like, dude, really? And I was excited. And he's like, yeah, I didn't know anybody.
Yeah.
And so like when we do stuff and I see, you know, Stacy, on camera and the Demambies and things like that, where I can just like, oh man, that's good. Or Bob Corey, just seeing Bob Corey.
Oh, I love
Bob makes
Corey.
Me just feel warm
He's
inside
so full
when
of
I
joy.
See him. Yeah.
Yeah. And I can kind of understand that it's like you started with this group of people and you guys just set out to do something really unthinkable, you know, just exciting. And to see where it's at now, I think, you're at different campuses. Nick Wrighton goes to Fig. You go to North. Mm-hmm. You know, you don't see some of these guys. And Stacy goes to Clovis. The Mambies go to Clovis. And it's like, we're a lot bigger than a bunch of people meeting in a living room. And you were sitting next to me, Kevin, and you raised your phone during the who was in that original living room session. And you raised your phone. And it's just like, man, to see those people, I'm sure for them, it's like, there's some of that element that they miss, but what I loved about last night was like, that was awesome and that was really exciting stuff, but here's where we're headed in the future.
Right.
And I think that was good for Brad to go, let's remember, but let's not stay on the remembering thing for too long and let's look forward and let's look into the future of kind of what we do at the Well. So what were you going
to
say,
Sarah? I was just going to say the one where they said, like, if you place your faith in Christ, you know, going to the Well or because of what's been done here, and all those people raise their phones, like, I almost got choked up.
Yeah.
Like, that's tangible. Like, this is a result of what God is doing here. Like, lives are saved for eternity for Christ. And I got real pumped.
Which is really, I mean, I'm stating the obvious here, but it's really important, though. And to be in a church where they formally, like, as a part of who the church is, don't do altar calls.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Like, there's never going to be a moment where they're going to say, come forward and confess.
Yeah. And yet, you know, thousands of people raise their phones saying, like, I came to know Christ at the Well.
Yeah.
So I think that's a good point to knock out. My brother-in-law came one time and he's like, you guys don't do altar calls? Like, it was a weird thing.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So, and then after the phone thing,
but I'm sorry, let me, before you go on, but that shows that the life change happening in small groups is what's happening, and on one-on-one basis. Mm-hmm. And I think the fact that the church has grown is paramount to that we're doing relationships. We're not just like in and out, you know? Anyway, I wanted to tag that on just because I was thinking about that while you were talking.
So then Brad went into a time of, you know, just like, hey, just so you guys are aware, finances is something we need to talk about. And it was really a fascinating to see it on a paper of going like, hey, we've had this tremendous amount of growth financially, and then it just stops. And I think the biggest thing that they said is 15% of the Well only gives.
Yeah.
So if you have 4,000 people that attend the Well, 15% is like, that's, you know, I don't know what
600.
That, 600 people. So, wow. Did you come up with that? Wow. That to me is an astonishing figure. I know we don't talk about it very much. They made a joke in the video. Like, I don't even know where the tithe boxes are, you know, but I think it is something that Brad needed to bring up. I think it was good. Did you guys think it was well-placed time to talk about it?
Absolutely.
Because every year he talks about finances. So it wasn't like, all right, I got everyone in here. Got to talk to you about the finances. Mm-hmm. It was just, no, this is what we always do. This is the report. And it wasn't a guilt thing at all.
No.
It was this is the facts. Do with it what you will.
Right. I thought it was good information. What do you talk about after that? The serve page, Jane?
Yeah.
Okay. So,
I can talk about
the serve page. Why don't you talk about the serve page?
Connections.
Because he set it up with, hey, we need the finance thing, and then our people need to start serving. I'm tired of you guys coming to church and just sitting at church. Start serving. So tell us about the serve page, Jane.
Yeah. So as a connections department, we wanted to provide an opportunity to not as ambiguously tell you go serve, but to lay out specifically the areas in the church and even locally in Fresno that, or even globally, we have the option too of where you can serve. So it's down to the details as nursery helper or
communion team
or emergency response team, every position that ever needs a volunteer, for a rotating schedule, for just one day, for like bike builds, for off the front, whatever, you have the opportunity to sign up directly online specifically for that position. So it's nailed out by category. So like Kids Connection, WSM, Connections, whatever. And then from there, every position is broken down into where we need volunteers. So you sign up right online and you get contacted and plugged right in. So I think, because we find a lot of people like, well, I just want to help. What can I do?
Right.
And to say like, these are all the options, and for them to be like, oh yeah, I can write a note card to someone who's new. Like, I can totally do that. It just,
Well, and I think you guys were smart in expanding it beyond the well. Mm-hmm. And like there's FCA speakers on there.
For
and
sure.
It's like, look, there's people in our body like Lauren Bell. He sat right in front of me.
Yeah.
It's like he now doesn't have to spend his entire like day trying to find people. People are like, dude, I have the ability to speak and I can't teach on a Sunday. But hey, you can teach an FCA and we really support Lauren and what he's doing.
Yeah.
So, what does he do? Who's that?
Lauren Bell is he's in charge of the FCA and in charge of like for Clovis Unified, Fresno Unified.
Yeah.
And he essentially is the one who finds speakers for the classrooms. And
yeah. And I think that it's a cool thing too, because like even a woman can sign up for that,
right,
where you don't specifically within the well, there's not like an opportunity for a woman to lead, to teach in a sense. But if you're a woman who's gifted in teaching, sign up to speak at FCA. Mm-hmm.
And I think it's good that, and there's more opportunities than just FCA. And so
sure,
I thought that was key. And just the whole serve page concept. So if you go on to our website, there's a button right on the top that just says serve. And you click it and it'll
under get connected.
Under get connected.
Serve.
Okay.
And if you don't find a position that you feel like would be a good fit, there's an online info card that you can fill out and you'll be contacted to help you get placed.
I wanted to say thank you, Jane.
Thank you for giving to the Lord.
Nope. Not singing. Now I'm, not, you know, I think I'm going to have to pull it back.
He was going to say thank you to you for something.
I was just helping you.
No. My mom joined a small group, and so I'm like super excited.
Yeah.
What campus does she go to?
This one. I mean,
was it PJ small group?
What small? What's her name?
Bonnie Jean Tankin.
Oh. I can't take credit for that because I didn't do anything.
I'm just saying. You were part of the connections.
Just take it.
You're welcome.
I didn't do anything, Kevin. So your thanks, put your thank yous in a sack.
So then we have
and do what with that?
I don't know, put it in a river.
We went from the serve page, and then Brad talked about four things that are coming up at the well, and we won't spend a ton of time on those, but we talked about online life groups, talked about internships, our new network church model called ADA, and then finish it up with the anatomy of a disciple and kind of where we're moving with that. And I know you guys have heard a lot about the anatomy of a disciple, but we really are trying to make this a formulated thing that we're going to write a book about it. The book is almost done.
On Thursday
it'll be done. We are.
And we're even making training days for other churches to like get equipped in how to teach it.
This would be, if you've heard of StrengthsFinder, this would be something like a StrengthsFinder.
Yeah.
Just something where we're saying, hey, look, we have a staff team that's done all the legwork for this. So we don't want to just our people to benefit from this, but we want other churches to benefit from it as well. And I just love how it's like the well is all about getting people connected to God and to each other in every neighborhood. And I felt like the state of the church really took the in every neighborhood. And it's like, look, we're trying to get outside of Fresno. AOD is going outside of Fresno. Internship is taking people outside of Fresno. Online life groups outside of Fresno. And ADA churches outside of Fresno. So it's really taking this in every neighborhood concept and tying it into the well. So
I love that they're not spending extra money on the online small groups.
Yeah.
Like, 'cause the first thing I thought was, Google Chat.
Google Hangout.
Yeah, Google Hangout. And then he's like, yeah, we're using it. I was like, yes! Like, because I have seen other churches try to do something similar to that.
Right.
And it'd be like, you know, it's going to cost, you know, $45,000 a year to run the servers for this. So, like,
and
good,
I think
good stewards of their money.
Yeah.
Or crazy.
Stewards. Yeah.
And I think all these four things, if you go on our website right now and you click the State of the Church recap, there's some recap on all these four things that Brad announced. And then we just kind of finished the night off with some worship together, some dessert, just some community time together. And I just felt like it was just such a good night. Well done, State of the Church team. And I just was blessed to be there, blessed to be a part of this church for the last 4 years. And this was my fourth State of the Church and just felt like very rejuvenated and like I am proud to call myself a member of the Well Community Church. And I just know that, man, God is just continuing to do stuff through the well, through the people at the well. And I think you're right to bring that point up earlier, Sarah, of just going like, man, life change is happening. Mm-hmm. And it's not just this crazy church that has some cool logos and people should come to it because we have funny videos. That's not what we're about. We are about life change. And Kevin said earlier, real relationships are happening at the well. And I think that was highlighted last night. And I would have just loved to be in Brad's shoes, standing on the stage, seeing the people raise their phones, because it's so amazing to see what it is. And I love that Brad said, if you're a student in our WSM, it's like, I saw so many phones get raised up. Yeah. I'm like, wow, like, look at what is happening from a living room to a sold out theater in a sense. And it's not about the numbers. It is about the life change. And I think we made that a point last night. We made a point to talk about the life change. So if you were not there, once again, check out the recap online. But man, it is just such a great thing to be a part of the Well. And I think we all feel the same. Yes. Mm-hmm. Well, up next, we're going to talk with Pat and Calm about our hilarious video, the Buddy Cop film, which we all had a part in.
Yes, we did.
All stars.
Sure did. Mm.
And Kevin, mostly the main star. Yeah. But
also the best boy. I don't know if you knew that.
The best boy?
Best boy?
The main grip.
Oh, you're you hold the boom mic?
Yeah.
I got to hold the boom mic one time.
Yeah.
It was real exciting.
So,
I held the boom when
I that is, even Dave Johnson was our, he was the sound tech for the movie.
Yes.
He did all the sound in the background.
Without Dave, we would have heard nothing.
Yeah, he's just, he did all the voiceovers. So it wasn't.
This is the Dave show.
It's a fun video, and we're going to talk about the product of that next. So stay tuned for that. All right, we are back and we are here with some very special guests. We are here with...
I think we can call them celebrities.
Yeah, a three-peat appearance, Pat Dill.
Hello,
this is his third time. This is his hat trick. So welcome to the podcast again, Pat.
Thank you.
And then Calm, this is your first time on the show, right?
It is my first time.
A little nervous or you all right?
I don't know. I had some yogurt land. I feel pretty relaxed.
All right. You are pumped on that yogurt land.
Yeah.
When we were doing mic checks, we were all kind of silent. And then it was Calm's turn to do a mic check. And he's all, check 1, 2, 1, 3. Check 1, 1. Like, you've done this before, huh?
I have like a whole setup in my apartment. My dog can watch me do it.
Yeah, totally.
Just mic checks, though. Not like of actual shows.
Now, we wanted to bring you guys on because if you were at State of the Church yesterday, you would have seen this amazing video. It's called Buddy Cop, right?
No. There's no technical title.
There's no technical title.
We were trying to stray away from that, but it stuck.
It kind of stuck. Who started calling it Buddy Cop then? Brad?
Because it's a Buddy Cop idea.
That's why you should probably come up with a permanent title before,
Right.
It's called Friends Are Friends Forever.
Totally.
The friendship movie.
And I guess we can say that all of us had a part in it.
Yeah.
However, I would say Pat and Calm and Kevin had a larger parts in it.
And Brandon.
Brandon, who's not here.
He's working?
He's working.
He is working. Now,
we technically didn't even ask him. I asked him. Oh.
Well, I asked him if he was
taking my job, Sarah?
I just asked him if he was working.
Oh, I see.
Now, what were your guys' roles? So, Pat, what did you do for the video?
Co-wrote it, directed it, and edited it.
And filmed it.
Yes.
This was a question I had. So there was obviously you wrote some lines, but did Kevin kind of do any Vince Vaughn type stuff and ad lib, or it was more like he stuck to the script?
No, he does his Vince Vaughn every time.
Yep. Okay.
Yep.
So you kind of just went off script. So really there's no point in writing a script for Kevin.
Right. Well, that's not necessarily true. I think I stuck to the script this time more than I have ever.
Well, when we were filming a scene, we filmed it a few different times and you said something different every time. And it was like, choose the funniest clip type of thing.
Yeah.
And I think that's great.
Yeah.
Okay. So Pat doesn't think it's great.
I disagree.
You don't like that.
No, I don't.
Sorry. You want it the same.
Pat likes it on script.
I do.
Well, if he's going to take the time to write a script,
it's editing. It's so much easier to edit.
Because you have one scene to pull from.
Exactly.
That makes
great
sense.
Great, Kevin. Way to make Pat's job even
it's
harder.
It's not that it's not even
used to it.
I don't do it on purpose.
He just has so much talent. He doesn't know what to do with it. No, so he has to put him in different takes.
It's because I have a hard time memorizing the verbatim lines.
It's true.
I wonder if you were to talk to somebody who's directed like a Vince Vaughn who does something like 35 takes each time, and it's like, geez, this probably is just horrible.
Yeah. But, no, I'll tell Kevin, say that line again, just like you did it, and it'll be totally different.
It'll be totally different.
Completely different.
Working with talent sucks, huh?
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. No, I know.
Overrated.
Kevin has his trailer. Awesome.
It's just because Kevin's so talented.
Yeah,
no. Now, Calm, what was your role on the podcast? Or, I mean, sorry, the video.
I made people climb out of cars and bodies explode. Bodies didn't explode. Bodies fell on cars.
Hit the floor.
Bodies hit
like
the floor.
Like the rap song.
So when that car was driving down the street, just so parents don't freak out, that was not real.
No, that was not real.
All right. So how did you go about doing that? Is that like a motion graphic type thing?
It looked
or
really
After Effects?
Real.
After Effects, like we kind of stole the idea from one Freddie Wong, which my son loves. So
YouTube
I had to prove to him that I was just as good. So
Freddie Wong is a YouTube sensation.
Yeah.
What does he do? Like, that type
of
stuff.
Digital effects. And everything.
Okay.
So he had one where he was climbing the cars and we were talking about it. I was like, oh, that'd be funny to add that to the video. And so, but anyways, the way we put it together was we shot the car by itself.
Right.
And then we did another take where we shot me and Brandon climbing out of the car. And then
in front of a green screen.
Yeah, and Kevin, you don't see, but he's on the side of the car holding a fan, which did absolutely nothing because, it wasn't even strong enough, so he just was a trooper just holding the fan.
What was the point of the fan? To blow some wind? Or
Yeah, that way, like, when you're up on the car, makes
I don't know what
shirt,
other purpose it would have.
So it would sell
but
the shot.
Hey, guys. The shot was from, like, 20, 30 yards away. Like,
right.
It was a long shot, so you wouldn't have been able to see anybody's shirt ruffling in the wind, right?
Well, I mean, if you had a pretty strong fan, you would see something ruffling.
I guess you're right. I was enthralled.
They just wanted to make their voices sound like Darth Vader if they got through the fan.
But,
So you're more the kind of post-production
and villain.
Yeah, you were also the villain.
What
was the villain's name?
Other Asian
Ernst.
Guy in the
Ernst.
Which is
Ernst.
Odd. Yeah, that's a Ernst. I didn't come up with that.
But you never called him Ernst, right?
Yeah, he did.
Yeah, I did. Well, the original video was 6 hours long.
Something like that.
And it's not true.
I'm telling you got to put the unedited version out.
We will.
Yeah?
And a blooper.
Yeah.
Blooper reel.
I love blooper reels.
Yeah.
Those
coming
are
out
like
Blu-ray.
My favorite part of anything. Yeah.
So, Calm, you've obviously been around the well for a while, but this was your acting debut, was it not? No, you were in the life group video with the
dinosaur.
They never give me any dialogue because I just sound like a woman on when I speak on camera. So because my voice is so high, I try to lower it this time around, but there are times.
So
that I get,
just clarifying to all of our listeners, Calm is actually a man.
Yes. Yeah. I thought you were great.
My
dude.
Voice gets high pitched when I get excited, so half the time we're running, I'm like.
Dude, that opening scene, like, see, I like that you didn't start it with credits or anything. It was just like, bam, it
just
went
like
for
a real
it.
Movie.
And even real movies start with opening credits or a little bit like of like previews or something. You guys just went for it.
Yeah. We didn't have any previews.
No, I know. But
should've.
It just kind of, it just, you guys went for it. And that opening scene to me, I was like, oh, it's on. Like, I was sucked in, man. I had a tear shed when Andrew Corray died.
Right.
I did not realize he just died simply because he hit his head I thought he got shot, but I get the whole head thing. That's why you wore your helmet.
That's why I had to wear the helmet.
There was a lot of subtleties in this movie, was there not? Like things that,
kind of,
the jokes that we were supposed to get or things that we, like, I maybe didn't understand. Did I miss anything that I...
Well, Jared Rumley like tweeted today or something. For every joke you think you got out of the movie, there are three more deeper than that.
Okay.
So there's layers.
That's true. Yeah,
I think.
Well,
like
Chris
onion.
Schultz, the fact that his position has changed.
Oh,
a lot,
and they called him
that,
the like
the venue pastor,
the,
campus pastor,
spiritual
formation.
And I heard that there was a funny joke to maybe five people, but whoever Calm turned into at the end, that was like a good joke.
Oh
Dave Jijian.
And he's a volunteer.
Yeah, I've never met.
Okay.
But if he's listening, Thanks, Dave.
Brandon was saying that, like, because he's like the model Christian man. Like, they have four kids. He volunteers. Great family. And so that's what Com turned into, the model Christian guy.
Really? I thought it was because we just found his name tag on the counter.
Oh my gosh!
Yeah, that's probably true. A lot of name tags, but yeah, that was.
Well, maybe it was like divine.
That was It was divine intervention.
Divine intervention, I think. Yeah.
Now, so Kevin, you were the main star. What was your name in the video? If you haven't seen the video, stop right now and watch the video. But what was your name? Did you have a name?
Yeah, I have a name. What the heck is my name?
Dennis.
Dennis. That's Dennis. Right. That's right. And my full name is Dennis something Hopper.
That was my English teacher's name in high school.
Dennis
Hopper is
also like a famous actor.
Oh, no, Dennis Hooper. That's right. Yeah. Go ahead.
And then Brandon's name was, he kept saying it over and over again.
Bruce Daniels.
That was a good joke. What was the joke where he said that?
I'm a bit of a Bruce Daniels.
Yeah, and you're like, I'm a bit of a loose cannon. I'm a bit of a Bruce Daniels. Now, I sat in the back row at, say, the church with Calm and Kevin. Where were you sitting?
I was not in during the video.
Okay. You
Why?
Were too nervous, too embarrassed?
I was, indeed.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I really was, yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Wow.
It was
so
good.
Yeah,
that's
great. It was Thank really you. Good.
Aww.
But we all sat in the back, and you guys kind of felt a little bit like celebrities, right? So you're like, I don't want people to talk to us, or...
No, I just happened to be where we were. I saw Calm, so I was like, I got to sit next to Calm, and he had to be in the back because of the camera, so... Right? No?
What was your reason behind sitting in the back?
Yeah, why'd you sit in the back?
I just saw you. I had this phobia of sitting in the front.
Oh, okay. But
there's no logic behind it.
I was trying to meet. I was supposed to meet up with like three different people, and we're gonna sit together. And then I got there, and it was like Burning Man, and so I had like it was just not
it's like
gonna
a festival
happen.
Where you can't move, and it's
It was ridiculous. There were so many people there, so I just was like I'm just
Woodstock.
Gonna get in. Yeah. Woodstock is good.
So was that the first time you, Kevin, or Calm? I mean, I guess Calm, you've seen the finished product before, but Kevin, was that the first time you saw the finished product?
Yeah, that was the first time I saw.
Were you pleased
thing.
With your acting skills? The few tweaks you needed to make, or
no? I'm not satisfied usually. I'm narcissistic as they come. Like I love watching myself,
right?
But I will hate myself the 12th time over and over again. Just like, oh, yep, I'm still an idiot. Like the scene when Andrew dies, and I'm like, I was psyching myself out when we were filming that. I'm like, I want this to be like a legitimate, like I'm really sad. And like I saw the footage like later that day just from the dailies or whatever you call them from what we were doing, just the raw footage, and I'm like, I'm not an actor, like it's not it's just not gonna happen. Like
now, so. Pat, do you enjoy working with Kevin besides that side of it?
Yes.
What about Brandon?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You guys make a very good team, like
in life in general,
yeah,
that's what our parents tell us.
Team.
Yeah, and I really believe, like, there was a movie that came out a few years ago called Cop Out. That's a horrible movie, but the good part about the movie was how well a Bruce Willis and a Tracy Morgan kind of like fit together, because it's a serious guy and then it's this like knucklehead. You know what I mean? And that like that was a good connect. Like I was like, I like this team. Together.
One thing about that was what I was excited about is I usually play the idiot,
right?
Like the fall guy or the comedy element. And this time I was supposed to be the angry kind of straight guy.
This is your Truman Show.
Yes. So, which is cool. Cause Brandon was able to ham it up, and Brandon got a ton of laughs, which is awesome.
He was great.
Every time we play the videos, we're almost like looking down on the audience when they laugh at the cheesy jokes. Like when he said, you could take the man out of VBS, but you can't take VBS out of the man.
They loved
people
it.
People lost it. Yeah. Me and Brandon looked over at me like, what?
Yeah.
What's wrong with these people?
I almost cut that line out a ton of times in editing.
Why?
Because I didn't think it was that funny, to be honest.
Oh, that was
that's
a good line.
Every single time. We'll write something we'll do something and it's like, and then we'll play it somewhere and they'll be like, that was the best part.
I think the best laugh was at the very end when Calm was like, and you're going to be a Kids Connection volunteer.
Yeah, that did
and,
make
and people, and that killed at the end. Yeah, like, you know what's interesting is it...
I wrote that one.
Oh, good job, Pat. you know, if you watch a movie, especially a comedy, usually like if it's a really good comedy, you're laughing, you know, always in the beginning, the first 10 minutes of the movie is like all this laughs. And then you get into the movie. And I felt like that was what was going on with the film, is like, we started to get into the film, like as of what's going on. And you could tell, like, not that the laughs were dwindling, but like that people were sucked into this. They wanted to see it. And then at the end, as they knew that it was like ending, the laugh started to build back up again. And I was like, I felt like you guys had the audience. Am I crazy?
No,
I'm just sitting here thinking, you should be a movie critic. Yeah. This is great analysis.
Oh, if Christian could be a movie critic, yeah, his dreams would come true.
That's right. Like, I don't know, Jane, you were in the audience, and as were you, Sarah. Like, yeah, I just felt like everybody was sucked in.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, for sure. It went by so fast.
Totally.
Yeah.
And how long was it?
20.
20 minutes. Yeah. All right.
See, I think we're too hard on ourselves because we thought, oh, people are getting bored.
No, not at all.
I think because maybe, well, I could be wrong. Maybe a 20-minute musical one, maybe not, you know.
I liked the musical.
I think you should just speak for yourself.
But because it's a cop, like, thriller type thing, I think you're
thriller
engaged.
Yes, that's the word I would use.
And Christian, you had a part too. Sarah also.
Yeah.
Yes.
Sarah's a love interest.
Is a great
what's
dancer.
Going on there?
Yeah, with me and B.
Yeah, let's go.
B
twice. What's up?
2 years in a row. Yeah. Love interest.
I think this is something on the writer's end. Oh, I just show up.
He's trying to make something happen over there. You playing matchmaker?
Just wait for next year.
You're gonna get married.
No, it's a Song of Solomon. Oh my gosh. It's a retelling of Song of Solomon. We're not gonna do that.
No.
No. Okay. Now, Jane, you had a small part in the video, Jane for like the last month has been saying, "Oh, everybody in the Spoutcast got on the video.
Yeah, everyone's in except for little old me."
And Jane was in it for about as long as I was in it.
Yeah. Well, probably a little bit shorter than you, but
you were in it.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah,
the night that I did worship
at midweek.
They filmed her.
I was sitting there and I looked at Layla. I was like, "That was me! Oh my gosh!"
I cheered for you in my seat.
Now,
I love that you picked "Careless Whisper" for Brad. Brad exited Wahoo's. That was awesome.
Oh, the song!
Oh, song.
Yeah, but people laughed at that.
Yeah.
Okay, can I be that guy?
Oh gosh.
Please do.
Okay, if we were to reshoot my scene again, I would have said a different line. Can I tell you the line I would have said? I would have said.
Wait, first say what you did say.
I did say, "Whose car is this?
Whose body is this?
Yeah. What I should have said was, "Hey, that's my car." You know what I mean? Like, because then I would have been upset over it. No, you guys don't see that.
Especially if you say it that way.
It doesn't highlight the fact that you're dead inside.
Exactly.
Why am I dead inside?
Because you're mad instead of. Your character. Because you're mad about, like, come on. As opposed to, oh my gosh, there's a dead person out here. Call the cops. Call an ambulance.
All right.
Which I thought it would get more laughs, to be honest.
No, it's all right.
And it got laughs.
It got laughs. It wasn't
I think happy. We should switch gears to the documentary.
Well, are we talking about the good stuff first?
No, I mean,
did we already talk about the documentary in the previous?
No, I haven't really. What's funny is Brad was on the show last week and we mentioned the documentary and Brad was like, "No, you can't talk about that on the show. You need to cut that out." And I was like, I'm not going to cut it out. Was it some secret?
No.
Did he know about it?
Yeah.
Okay. So who did the documentary?
I shot it and commented it.
Okay.
Pretty.
It was great.
It
looked
was
awesome.
Great. I loved it.
Did Brad choke up at the end or that was like, I was imagining?
Yeah, I thought so too.
The part where he's sitting in the north seats and said if he could do anything differently.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
it would be.
What are you laughing at, Kevin?
I don't remember.
It's just six people speculating whether or not a man started to cry. Did he? Oh, I think he did. Did he? Yeah. Well, yeah. That part.
No, a couple of times during that day of filming, he got a little choked up.
Yeah,
and then Pat choked up. I choked up, and we just cried all together.
Yeah.
Group hug is good.
A bromance.
I found it funny that the history of the well, the last 10 years incorporated is 8 minutes, and then the video is 20 minutes. The fun video.
Yeah, I know.
I felt like it was good. Like when it transitioned into the serious part of the night, like that was a good transition video
for sure.
And then in that transitioned into the whole cell phone thing. But so all those people that you guys interviewed, besides maybe the Rumleys, have been around since day one.
Yes, most of them have, yeah.
Yeah, okay. Was everybody... I thought that Nick met his wife through the well. They weren't married prior to the well, right?
Nick Wrighton?
He met her down south.
Oh, I thought she was like the admin at the well.
She was like the first admin.
She was.
Yeah. Did you raise your phone, Kevin, for being here for 10 years?
Yes.
Yeah. You felt pretty good about that.
I did feel good. I felt as the video began to play, I was like, dang it. I was supposed to call somebody back about being in that video.
Oh, gosh.
That's right.
I think you had enough screen time, buddy.
Yeah, I know. We had it scheduled, and I can't remember what happened. I think Will like ran into a screen door or something, and we're like, all right, I got to cancel, and we never rescheduled. But
so for you guys, I'm assuming it's probably more fun to edit the fun video or shoot the fun video, or are they different? Like, where do you guys land on that?
Yeah, it's very different.
Yeah.
The buddy cop is just our excuse to have fun.
You know? Right.
Yeah, a different mindset too.
To try new things with filming and whatnot. And then documentaries, a little more heart to it.
Yeah.
So. Definitely.
Plus it was a ton of footage.
Yeah.
From the documentary?
Yeah. We interviewed like 16 people.
Like you could easily have turned that into a 2-hour documentary. Oh, yeah.
There were people that didn't even get used.
I mean, yeah, no, for the most part. Yeah, well, there was one.
The Sladens.
Yeah, the Sladens. Which which we had in there, but then it was like, okay, we were trying to keep it relevant, and because he was hilarious.
He was funny.
Mike was just talking about making fun of Brad the whole time.
He's good at that.
Some parts. Yeah.
Now, Brad doesn't
have you ever shared a cubicle next to Mike? All he does is make fun of you. Okay. It's really funny.
Brad doesn't listen to the show, so we can talk about this, but what happened to the roast of Brad? Decided against
postponed.
That? Postponed. Yes. Okay. Postponed. So that might come one day.
Yes, it will come one day.
I caught the Brad Hawaii joke. You know, I got that one. I'm trying to think of some other jokes that I missed out on. Now there was.
Did you catch Freedom Bowl?
Freedom. Jared said something like, "What was that all about?"
Just a comment on the Freedom Bowl that Brad was in years ago.
Yeah, I see. I don't know if people got that. But see, that's where you guys are good.
That's right.
That's Judd Apatow side. Just insert jokes that only you and your buddies get. So, no, am I wrong?
No, yeah.
I didn't get it.
Now,
I don't think many people got it.
Let's see some more videos, all right? Can we get some more fun ones?
Yeah.
It's not really up to
it. Well, you know, Karen. Done. Karen listens, never. But maybe she will.
It's funny. If you go to the Wells Vimeo channel, and you start from page one, the mixture of like if the humor was the chocolate chip,
right,
and the non-humor was just the cookie, like it's like packed with chocolate chips in the first 4 or 5 pages,
right,
and then recently it's like you get half a chocolate chip a page, that's all you get, and you better like it because this is all serious cookie around
now
here.
What happens if Kevin and Brandon they decide, you know what, we're moving on, we can't. Like who are the up and coming? Who are the Channing Tatums of the acting world at the Well? Because Sarah's been in a lot of videos. Kevin, Brandon, but Calm's the rookie. Is
PJ too.
Yeah,
PJ's new. So who are some of the up and comers? Haven't thought about that yet. Still falling back on the Clooney.
I think Christian wants to be considered.
I do want to be considered. I want the glory.
I hear that he practices in front of the mirror quite a bit.
Well, me and Pat have a slighted relationship a little bit because Pat has put me in videos before, and then when the live product is shown, I'm not in it anymore.
Well, you were in this one, so count that as a win.
I was in this one. I was supposed to be in the very first bucket, and Pat butchered it.
The whole bucket got cut.
Yeah, well.
Who do
I need to talk to about
which
that?
Which?
You want to bring my character back?
Well, the bucket might come back.
Oh, that'd be fun, but without Kevin, right?
No.
Because he can't do the lines. I showed up to one screening of you guys shooting the bucket where you did the green screen thing with him.
Yeah.
And he must have said the same sentence 25 times. It just changed the last wording. And Pat was like, I can't use that. That's inappropriate. I can't do that.
It's my whole life.
It's typical. Yeah.
All right.
I hate it. It's miserable.
Well, how can we find is the video online, Calm, or?
It's on the website at www.thewellcommunity.org.
Now, is it just on the front page, or can we find both the videos?
Both of them are on the front page now. So if you just visit the website, you can, it'll pull up.
Okay. Yeah. Now and then, but you are saying that maybe one day we'll see an unedited version.
One day soon, yes.
Yeah? Or you can put that online or Vimeo page or?
Probably online.
Dude, that is going to be good.
Yeah.
Blooper reel and all?
Yep.
Wow.
Something I noticed yesterday during Say the Church in the the overflow area, there was a blooper reel of the old buckets playing.
Yeah.
So what? I thought that was fun.
It was like a highlight reel of past videos. Just for
when was that playing?
In the little lobby area down below.
Yeah. Can you put that online too?
Yeah, we want that one online.
It's all online. It's all on Vimeo.
Oh, really?
Well, this is just a compilation of old videos.
Yeah, go to Vimeo.com and just search The Well Community Church.
Yep.
Well, hey, guys, I really appreciate you coming in here and chatting. And, Kama, look forward to seeing you in more videos. I think it's good to get some, you know, cultural differences.
Absolutely.
Pat's been pretty favoring, you know.
Yeah.
So I just...
I represent the only Asian person as well, so treat me good.
Yeah, that's right.
Right.
No, I thought this video was... this is my favorite one, seriously.
Super good.
I think, and you... It was such a secret. Like, I think you did a good job keeping a secret because... I told you, I thought it was like, Kevin's playing Brad with the football helmet and Tim is being, you know, Brandon's playing Tim. And
that would have been funny.
It was retelling of how the well got started. And you couldn't find like a Fresno State helmet, so you used a Colts helmet. But I thought, man, you guys nailed it. So really good job. And if you liked them, make sure you tell them. If you don't know them, then don't walk up to a stranger. Hey, you Pat, but
just find them on Facebook and send them messages.
Yeah, because it was amazing, and we look forward to the blooper reel and all the other good stuff. So you guys, for the most part, do all the videos at the well. So if you see a video at the well, it's mostly from the two of you guys.
That's correct.
Yeah. All right, guys. Thank you for being here, and we'll talk a little bit more. Stay at the church, then close out the show at the very end. All right.
Mine. Someday you will die, but I'll be close behind. They'll follow you into the dark, no blinding light or tunnels to gates of white. Just our hands clasped so tight, waiting for the hint of a spark. If heaven and hell decide that they both are satisfied, illuminate the nose on their vacancy signs.
All right, welcome back.
Jane sees right when a word's about to come out of
that you stuck through this whole show with us.
Yes.
Because it's been a good one, you guys.
Yeah. I agree.
We had great guests. We've had great conversation. Mm-hmm. And we are still hyped on State of the Church.
Yes, it was a great time.
I think even Christian may have almost shed a tear on his closing monologue.
I agreed. When you did the, were you choked up?
Look, guys.
Yeah,
you were.
We saw it.
Let's bring Dave in here on this one. Let's wait on this. Was he choked up?
Yep. Well, you
Dave
know,
said he was choked up.
Only because we were talking about Brad getting choked up in the video that I was like, all right, well, I can be a guy.
You can be emotional too.
So, no, one time I'm serious, guys. Me and my wife talked about it afterwards. It was just like, wow, what a great
yeah.
guy.
So, I think it makes us all feel passionate about being a part of the church and what we're doing in Fresno.
Yep. And Kevin, continue to bloom where you're planted, buddy.
Yeah, Kev.
Because you rocked it in that video, my friend.
I wasn't sure if you were serious or you were mocking my my six-week theme that I was going on last a couple months ago.
We're just having fun. Hey, check out the website.
Nah, bruh. We're just having fun right here, bruh.
website
yeah. is www.kevinismadatme.com.
Hey, brah. Bloomer planted, bro, from the earth, man.
All right, wellcommunity.org. Follow us on Instagram. We have like 86 followers on Instagram.
Awesome.
So,
and we have 158 likes on Facebook.
One of those was my mom.
Ugh. I saw that.
Robin Fawcett. Hey, mom.
We need to get Brad Bell on the show mom. More often, too.
He blew us up.
Yeah.
I was at Hume this weekend, and one of my good friends was like, Jane, what were you doing in the studio on Monday? And I was like, what are you talking about, Rich? He's like, you were in the studio on Monday. I saw it on Brad's Instagram. And I was like, oh, well, Rich, let me tell you about the Spoutcast.
There's so many people checked it out. The website crashed. I mean, I've always wanted to say that. I don't know if it happened or not, but I'm sure there's a moment where Wells website.
Oh, yeah.
So if you don't know how to find the show, obviously click on iTunes. You can go to Spoutcast.
Obviously.
Ironic statement. Obvi.
And you can also get it on our website. Email us at thespoutpodcast@gmail.com. I have a phone message that I'm not going to play on this week's episode, but in a future episode, Kevin was a little hyped up on meds last week and called and left me a message. Oh. And I still have it, but I'm waiting for the right time.
That's like gold.
It is gold. It is very good. It's 3 minutes long and it cuts itself off.
I left one of those before, not for you, but someone else.
Okay, can you clarify to the audience what was happening? Why I was hyped up on meds? I don't want to think of them.
You had surgery, and yes, we mentioned that last week. But okay, this is not the good show to play it. You called in the middle of us recording, but in the future episodes, we will play you hyped up on meds.
Hey,
so,
speaking of calling in the middle of something, how funny was it when Brad was going to like take a picture and someone called him?
I think it's probably Jen or something.
That was funny. Someone playing a joke.
Could you get some 2% milk on your way home?
Hey, and don't forget, well, actually they don't know, but we won't be having an episode next week in celebration of Labor Day.
Yeah.
So go be in labor.
So we'll see you in 2 weeks.
This is The Spout.
And we're out.
Dave Sather, get on the show.
Dave, I'll pay you $5.
Portable television shrouded in snow in a raggedy van on the side of the road. The night it had frozen through my little bones. So you took me in your arms. You squeezed out the cold.